Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Carrico, Pity Martini, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. I am Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance. I have two very interesting people with me today that I will be speaking to. Both of them are from the Central Statistical Office here in Grenada. They have been working here for quite a while. You'll hear about that in a minute. And within the next 25 minutes, we'll be talking with them what is happening across the beautiful Tri-Island state here. This is Inside Finance. If we take a word from our sponsors, we come back and we begin our discussion here with these two interesting persons from the Central Statistical Office. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon, and here with me, Mr. Brazan, what is your portfolio within the statistical office?
Pleasant good day to everyone. My portfolio is the Director of Statistics, and I have been in this position since March 2010, so it's been 5 years now since I'm in this position.
5 years. And the lady here, Ms. Rachel Jacob, what's your position and how long you have been there?
Good day. I have been with the Central Statistical Office since 1989. That makes it about 26 years since I'm with the department. I am with the Census and Survey section.
So you have been there for quite a while. I guess it's quite a responsibility, Mr. Brazan, for you who have been there for a few years. I am sure you find it quite challenging.
Oh, yes, it is.
Here we are at this point. A lot has happened. Recently, your office published the key findings of 2014 labor survey. Can you share those with us? What is it? What is it that you have published, and do some explanation? Ms. Rachel.
Okay. Basically, in 2015, we published the finalized results of the labor force survey 2014. And what we saw overall, we had an unemployment rate of 28.9%, which is 3.6% lower than it was in 2013, which it was 32.5% then. We saw the total number of unemployed persons fell from 17,975 in 2013 to 16,698 in 2014. This represents a decrease in the total number of unemployed persons by 1,286. Unemployment rate for the male was lower. It was 27.4%. Female unemployment rate was 30.6%. We saw a narrowing in the gap between the male and female unemployment, because in 2013, we had 27.4% male and 38.4% female. This was like 11 percentage points different. The youth unemployment rate, which is the population age 15 to 24, is still very high, we would say. It's still high. It is 45.3%. If this is disaggregated by sex, one would see that the female unemployment rate is slightly still higher, and that is 46.9% for female, in opposed to 44.1% for male. The results show a significant reduction for female youth unemployment from 2013, which we had the youth unemployment being 61.6% and it moved to 46.9, a decline of 14.6 percentage points.
Okay, let me ask this question though. What's the population of Grenada at the moment?
The population is 109,000, just above 109,000.
Okay, so what is the working population? What we would say these people should be working?
The labor force.
The labor force,
which looks at not just the employed persons, but the employed and the unemployed together, is 57, which is 57,735 persons.
That in itself represents the working population that we have in Grenada. Now, if you would say...
It is actually the employed plus the unemployed.
Right, I know. Yeah, both. Out of that amount, how many, we would say, of that amount is working? I'm just trying to put it in simple layman term. How many of that 57,735 persons, how many of those persons are now working?
Okay, we have about 41,046.
41,046. So pretty much we have just about under 20,000 persons who are not working.
Actually, the figure is 16,689.
So those are the persons now we need to get to be employed for, we say, if that number begin to come down, then that is what represent the unemployment rate is dropping.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So the ordinary person, just to understand what we are saying here. That is what the government need to find work for the 16,000 persons.
And also the new persons joining the labor force.
Right. And the new person that coming, who leaving school and coming into the labor force. The next question I think that are important. What is the methodology you used for this survey? What method did you use?
The labor force survey was a household survey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We selected a 4% sample of the population of households. Mm-hmm. That was just about 1,365 households of the 36,000 households in Grenada. It was done by a stratified simple random sample. Yeah. It was done according to the standards of the National Labour the International Labour Organization, that's ILO. And here we see that the labor force, like we said, is the employed population plus the unemployed population. What constitutes employment in the labor force, according to ILO? It is comprised of all persons above the age specific for measuring the economically active population. And in the OECS, this age is 15 years and over, who during a specified reference period, in our case, in the case of the labor force survey, that specified reference period was the week ending the 6th of September 2014. The persons who performed a minimum of 1 hour work for pay or profit. Hence, in 2014, the labor force looked at persons who were 15 years and over and who would have worked for at least 1 hour, who had a job but did not actually work in the reference period, because these persons could have been on holidays, yeah, or on some other form of leave. Persons employed would have been persons who are in the government or private employees and receive monthly income, monthly wages, are employed in self-employment, these persons working for themselves, or unpaid family worker, or apprentice, persons who are training and is getting paid while they're training. All these persons would have been included in the labor force. Also, we had persons who were engaged in the following activities, making handicraft products for sale, such as baskets, souvenirs, art products. We had persons who were producing food for sale, persons who was growing vegetables and other crops for sale, persons in rearing animals, providing services to tourists, and the list goes on and on. All these persons would have been considered employed.
those are the person that you talk about are, so it's right across the board, persons who are employed in some way or another, whether it's making craft, whether you're working out of home, you are considered, you don't have to be employed with someone. You can be self-employed,
yes,
and you're considered to be an employed person. Persons who may have two jobs, they may lose one, but they may still have, unless they have a permanent job. But they had a home, at home they may be making sugar cake and other things and food to sell. They have lost one, but they still have one. They still would be considered employed.
Employed.
Okay. My next question goes to a critical question that many persons ask. Are Imani workers considered employed based on the methodology used in compiling this survey?
Oh yes, the Imani workers will be considered as employed. Let me first say that when we go out and do the survey, we don't ask persons if they are enrolled in the Imani program. We have a specific set of questions that we ask. And once they fit that criteria, then they would be considered as employed. And the important thing that we need to recognize for employed is the fact that the persons have to be engaged in productive activity. And once those Imani trainees are assigned to a workplace, they are involved in the productive activity of that workplace, and hence they are contributing to the country's overall production. However, when they are in training, when they are in the classroom, they may not be considered as employed because they are still in the classroom. But because there's a period where they are being trained in the classroom, but once they enter the organization,
They are considered as employed.
And the key word is that they are engaged in productive activity. So based on the questions that we ask, yes, they will be considered employed.
Quick question. The Imani program is for 1 or 2 years?
It's a two-year program.
It's a two-year program.
Well, I think the period of training in the classroom is probably a month.
A few months. Okay.
Yeah.
A few months. All right. So most of it, they are considered being employed.
Mm-hmm,
so. Okay. With that in mind, and with the economy the way it is, what can you tell us about the recent economic activity in the country? Because persons, I think, would want to know, where are we? That's a big question. And people are asking, where is this economy going? Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, if you look at the first quarter of 2015, of this year, and compare it to the same period of last year for the various sectors of the economy, we see increase in economic activities. For example, if you look at agriculture, overall there was a slight increase in the purchases of major crops, about 2.3%. However, we've seen significant increases in the purchases of banana, about 24.4%, and cocoa about 51.2%. We've also seen slight decreases in the production of nutmeg of 47% and mace of 7.1%. We've also seen increases in the area of manufacturing, retail sales by about 9.3%. In terms of building permits granted, we saw a total increase by 28.9%, which was impacted mostly by increase in commercial permits granted, and also the increase in the square footage of the commercial permits. And this is a sign of future economic activity. The building permits, it's actually a leading indicator. We've also seen, in terms of vehicle registration, we've also seen increases in new vehicle registration and used vehicle registration. And based on the type of vehicle that we're seeing buses, trucks, jeeps, and pickups. So these are more like commercial type vehicles. So it's actually an indication of improvements. Also, when you look at the tourism sector, we see an increase in arrivals, visitor arrivals of 5.1%, and we've seen increases in electricity consumption. Right, so that's basically it. Overall, we are projecting a growth rate of around 2% for 2015. However, this most likely will be revised after we compile our half year information, right? And over the last years or so, we have seen improvements in the GDP. In fact, the GDP real growth rate of last year was projected to be 4.85%, and in 2013 there was an estimate of 3.18%.
So we're seeing the economy slowly moving in the right direction.
Yes,
that's what you're saying. Let me just remind our listeners, in the studio I have Mr. Halim Bizand, who is the Director of Statistics, and also Ms. Rachel Jacob, who is the assistant, and they both from the Central Statistical Office here in Grenada. And we take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and my final thoughts and get a couple more questions in before we run out of time. So we'll do that. As you realize, a lot of information in terms of figures, so I hope you're following us. We try to make it as simple as possible. We take a word from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs: backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back, listeners. With me in the studio here is Mr. Halim Bizand and Ms. Rachel Jacob. They're both from the Central Statistical Office here in Grenada. One the head of the office, the other is the assistant here dealing with the serious things that we have and how we do this. And she's pretty much in the census survey. Let me ask this question that many persons ask. What is the current level of inflation in Grenada? But first, tell us what inflation is.
Well, inflation is actually the sustained increase in the cost of living, or the average or general price level, leading to a fall in the purchasing power of money, which basically means that with the same money that you have, you can do less with it. You can buy less with it.
Okay.
So because of the increases in the price of goods, you can buy less with it. So basically, that is what inflation is.
Last year, I had $100 and I'm going home with two plastic bags in my hand from the supermarket. Mm-hmm. This year, I have $100 and I'm going with 1.5 bag groceries.
Even
one. One. Okay. All right. Okay. So that is. So what is the current level of inflation in Grenada?
If you look at the monthly inflation and comparing the month of April to May, there was a change in the price from a slight increase of 0.24% in the general price level. If you look at the annual inflation for the month of May, this is the latest statistics one that we have for inflation, and if you compare it to the month of May last year, there is a slight decline of negative 0.55%. Right, and basically, and I think contributing to this decline is the major category, because we have various categories in the consumer price index basket. The major category of housing, water, electricity, gas, and other fuels. And we have seen decline in the price of electricity as well as the price of cooking gas.
To simplify these things. 7 minutes left.
Okay, methodology.
All right. Okay. So, Mr. Bazan, what more can you tell us about how inflation is measured and the relative weight in the basket of goods and services in a simplified form? I know you all guys are technical, so give me a simple form so I understand.
It is measured using the Consumer Price Index.
What is the Consumer Price Index? What is that?
The Consumer Price Index represents the price level. So it's an average of
average
prices
across the country.
Across the country.
Okay. All right. Good.
Oh, right. Okay. So inflation is measured by changes
in that price level across the country.
Across the country.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like if you simplify it and you look at the price of one item,
mm-hmm.
and you monitor the price of one item over time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this time we're not just dealing with one item alone.
You're dealing with many.
Many items
right.
together. So we actually aggregate,
add those,
all these the prices together.
Right.
And average.
Right. And that gives you the average.
And that gives you basically an average index or
okay.
average price level.
Right? Okay.
And changes in the index is the inflation rate.
Oh, the changes,
the percentage change in that
price level mm-hmm. across the country then gives you what inflation is.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I show many persons saying like me. Oh, okay. Now I understand. All right. So that pretty much we're talking when we talk about inflation is measured. It is in that form. I'm almost out of time. I'm sure that you realize that time is running very, very quickly. And now we're almost to the end. Now, what is next for the Central Statistical Office here in Grenada?
Okay. We are currently preparing for another labor force survey, and we plan to do the labor force surveys annually. And this time we are going prior to the labor force survey, which will be done in September again. We'll be doing a relisting of households in the areas that were sampled. Since we have observed a lot of movements in households across the different areas that we have, in order to make our sampling frame
mm-hmm.
relevant, we and for us to locate the households when we go out and do the survey, and also for us to have increased coverage and a higher response rate, we need to relist. So essentially, we want to find the households that we would sample. So we would sample from that list, because a survey is a household survey. It's not the entire population that we take in. The entire population would be a census. So it's just a subset of the population. And on this note, we're asking persons, because persons are actually out in the field currently doing that relisting activities, and we are asking persons to cooperate
and be helpful
with the enumerators in the field. Additionally, we have completed an establishment survey this year, also called a job opening and labor turnover survey, which focuses on the demand side for labor. Right, the labor force survey, which we spoke about mm-hmm. earlier, actually focuses on the supply side of labor. There's a labor market mm-hmm. that we are currently in, just as the goods and services market. And we hope that we can, well, basically the survey would tell you about job openings, job creation, the employment stock in establishment that exists, and also persons retiring, persons terminated, and those type of statistics. And it is hoped that we can compare the results of this survey to the labor force survey once we finish analyze the results of that of the JOLT survey, the job opening and labor turnover survey. We can do a comprehensive assessment of the labor market in Grenada, which would inform employment policies and job creation policies. We are also using the labor force survey as an avenue to collect information on poverty. So, for example, on multidimensional poverty, to be specific, and on computing a multidimensional poverty indicator. And this is just saying that poverty has many dimensions.
Okay.
And it's not just limited to income, because we tend to limit poverty to persons' income.
Right.
Which is not a correct thing to do. You're not seeing the whole picture. So,
a comprehensive one.
So, right. So, we look at the different dimensions like health, education, employment, right? Mm-hmm. And living conditions, which is highly important. So, although it's a labor force survey that we have, we also intend to do a study on our research on multidimensional poverty. Because unemployment is one thing. Unemployment is one thing, but poverty is a bigger picture, mm-hmm. right? Okay. And even though you're employed, you could be poor, right? Okay. And that might be the reality.
Walking by and nothing in my fridge to eat, mm-hmm. and exactly. I struggle. I'm going from hand to mouth.
And you think about the dependency that an employed person may have, the commitments right. that they may have also. So. Employment, yes, is good for persons to be employed, but then we don't know much about the quality of the employment, how much salary that they are getting, because our definition of employment is for pay, profit, or family gain.
Oh, okay,
right? So then you still have to do that research into the poverty to get the whole picture as to the situation in Grenada.
All right. Well, I'm out of time. I have 30 seconds. Miss Rachel Jacob, I'll go with you first. 30 seconds.
Okay. As it relates to surveys, the labor force survey in particular, I would just want to say that we understand that persons outside, sometimes you don't feel the statistics that we're giving you. You're seeing the unemployment rate. We're saying it's going down. You think it's still high. But statistics is sometimes not felt, yeah? Because from your vantage point, you're seeing what is happening in your household, and employment may not be happening. But the labor force survey has a vantage point in that it looks at the situation for the country at a particular time. And what could happen is that if the situation continues to increase, you probably would feel it. And you would understand that in truth and in fact, the statistics that we're giving you is true. So I want to appeal to the persons out there, the household, that when we come around into this year, that you cooperate with the household. Your information is vital so that we can fix the situation. We can give information to the policymakers who would look to fix the situation.
So, Bizan, you have about 15 seconds. You took some of your time.
Well, I just want to join with Ms. Jacob in soliciting the support, not for the labor force survey, but all our data collection activities, in particular in both establishment and household surveys. And the data that we collect is in the interest of development. And if we do not have data for monitoring, then the country cannot develop and grow. So it's in everybody's best interest.
Okay, you heard it from both of them. That's from Mr. Halim Bizan, the Director of Central Statistical Office. We have Ms. Rachel Jacob, who is the assistant in the Census Survey Office. As you have worked together to give us information, given figures is always difficult. I know it's challenging on both of you to sit down and give us an explanation in a simple form. Your minds are way above ours when it comes to these things, but I appreciate you sitting here and talk with us. And thank my listeners who have been listening. And I want to say to you, cooperate with the persons when they come around to do the survey. It's helpful. That is how we know where the country is. So let us all work together to make that happen. Appealing to each of you. It's important that we work together to get it done. I'm Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. This has been the program of Inside Finance, a program here done in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance. Have a great week. Join me next week at the same time. Here we do this all over again. Special thanks to Mr. Helen Bazand and Ms. Rachel Jacob Mofsatter here with me today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.